man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the West.
Say, folks, welcome.
And we can skin a buck.
You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The program's live. We're always live and lively. And with us tonight, the lively Paul Fromm from Canada. Paul, thank you for being here. Oh, I thought Paul was here. I thought I heard his voice earlier. George from Maryland, equally lively.
And George is here, and so Paul was online earlier this evening, so maybe we keep trying and get him on board.
Well, I hope he does get in, because, folks, there's a news story out of Canada today where this is just sketchy, listeners called me with the information, and any of you listeners, actually, who have the full story might want to call in and give it to our audience, but someone did a false hoax threat by email purporting to be a patriot like us and threatening somebody or other. And, you know, it was a criminal activity. And I think it was the Royal Canadian Mounted Police apprehended the culprit very promptly within 24 hours. And it was, I believe it was a Muslim doctoral student at the university where the threat was made. Let me remember the name of the university. It's going to come to me. Concordia? Is that it? I think it might have been Concordia. And this is nice, because usually when these, someone alluded to this, talking about the word tombstones pushed over in a Jewish cemetery, and the caller was presuming that this was a hoax. And that's a safe assumption, actually. I mean, these events you could almost say almost always are hoaxes, and the perpetrators counting on the fact that they're not going to be apprehended. The newspapers will just glom onto the story and report it as being news. So, you know, racists did this or anti-Semites did that, and in fact, it's nice once in a while when the perpetrator is actually caught and we found out it was some, you know, somebody, you know, pushing off over their own gravestones or marking up their own building, or in this case, issuing threats, sort of death threats to people. And how they solved or cracked the case, I don't know, but well done to the RCMP. Welcome to the show, folks, I'm hoping Paul could get in on it, because I'm sure he's followed the story. In fact, Paul is mentioned in the news coverage of the story. So I'd love to get from the horse's mouth himself what actually happened up there in Canada. Other things, good things happened here in America today. Dr. Ben Carson, a great patriot, was sworn in as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Nice. We might be able to play a little of that audio. Also sworn in, Texas Governor Rick Perry, sworn in as the Energy Secretary. And Donald Trump mentioned this in his great speech before a joint session of Congress. His cabinet is packed with star patriots. And the Ted Cruz has come around. He's, you know, he's now talking a much better tune here. And he's ridiculing the media for their attacks on Trump. And he made the point that the Trump cabinet is the most inspiringly patriotic cabinet in his lifetime. And it's also full of, you know, major people, such as governors. There's something like five governors or something of that nature in the cabinet, and then senators like Jeff Sessions. And, of course, Sessions was in the news today as the failing fake news press goes in their attack dog style, and the Obama, whatever you would call them, the Obama people go after Jeff Sessions with false charges, fake news, hysteria over nothing. I like what Ted Cruz called it today. He called it a he had a name for it. He called it a nothing burger. He said that what they gave us on Jeff Sessions was a nothing burger. Pretty good, Senator Cruz. And we'd love to hear from you in tonight's show. You can always call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
And, James,
yes?
I wanted to apologize to one of the callers I beat up last night. So the guy who had the pro-Trump rally message out there, please come on down and call us back. And you have the floor, and I want to hear more about pro-Trump rallies. And I think Mike from Arizona didn't get a chance to talk last night either.
Oh, and, well, thank you for taking the blame, George, but you needn't do that. It was me who really goofed last night, and I owe the apology to Tony in Chicago. Tony, I sincerely apologize. I'll tell you what, I was just, you know, towards the end of the show, we only have seconds left, and I'm rushing. My brain may not be thinking that clearly. I heard you say, and you might have made a slight slip up yourself, you said, I want to tell people about the Trump protests, and what you meant, of course, was the Trump support rallies, and I just heard the phrase Trump protests, and they're, you know, they're protests by Trump people, is what they are, but I mistakenly thought, Tony, please forgive me, that you were, you know, not, you know, that you were calling from the other side and wanted to talk about protests against Trump, and of course we don't want to hear that.
Tony, in other words, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Tony, and please call back. Down. Yeah, and I'm dying to hear it. You were about to give out two websites where people could find out where the Trump support rally in their area was being held, and we certainly want to put you on the air, Tony. I hope you didn't get disgusted with me last night, and I hope you're listening right now.
That never happens to you.
And going forward, let it be said, folks, that when I mess up, I just let me know. I will always apologize. I do mess up. Another good thing that happened today, this indefatigable man, Donald Trump, was at a ceremony, and I learned something today, a PCU. For the PCU Gerald Ford. I had no idea. What is a PCU? It's a pre-commissioning unit. And that's this glorious aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford CVN-78, which will be officially, you know, launched this year. But Donald Trump was there at a pre-commissioning unit ceremony, and he had some great things to say. Including some wonderful comments about the Battle of Midway Island, which is a very inspiring story for any any Navy man. One of the most glorious chapters in all of military history, one of the most miraculous and amazing battles, one of the most incredible displays of courage and valor and patriotism by torpedo plane, many others, but among those, the torpedo plane pilots that were so courageous as they flew into certain death trying to get a torpedo into the Japanese carriers who greatly outnumbered the lone two American carriers out there in the North Pacific, lonely and exposed. Those torpedo bomber pilots, the Japanese admiral standing in his, standing up there in the conning tower, he's watching them come in, and if somebody remembers or knows the exact quote, he said, "My God, we have underestimated these Americans. Look at these fighters." And what he was saying was, "Oh boy, we goofed. People this brave are not going to be defeated by us." And that was just a display to watch these pilots flying into withering anti-aircraft fire and just going down one by one, and none of their torpedoes connected. But as they did that, they may have caused the victory. I'm not that conversant with the full battle at Midway, but there's some wonderful movies on the subject. Up above, bombers were up above, maybe distracted. The Japanese didn't see those, and those bombers put bombs onto the decks of those carriers and sank them and destroyed, basically won the war in the Pacific in that battle, turned the tide.
They hear you. And the Soryu,
yes,
among others. The Charlton Heston version of Midway was a well done movie.
Yeah, very
inspiring. It looked a little more glorious than it was. having a ship shot out from under you kind of ruins your whole day.
Yeah, and and imagine, folks, that battle could so easily have gone the other way, where the two lone American carriers could have been sunk if the Japanese had located those. If it had been the other way around, and by the way, the locating of the Japanese fleet, also miraculous. One pilot spots the Japanese fleet, and had it gone the other way and the American fleet had been spotted and the Japanese not been spotted, we lose our only two carriers in the Pacific. Ooh, ouch. The Pacific War goes a different way, folks. Let's launch off into this. Let me see if any of you have called in. But it was great to hear, Donald Trump, of course, where does this all connect, the history and all of that? Well, it connects with Donald Trump. He's bringing back these glorious aspects of our history, and he's making America great again, as we were at the Battle of Midway. Here, I'll just play. Now, Mike in Arizona, we've got you, so we'll have you on for sure. And Andy in Texas, you're coming in. Tony in Chicago, we're still hoping you'll call. And let's see here. Here it is. Let's watch this let's listen to this just for a second. Here it is. Here's Donald Trump talking to the crew here of the Gerald Ford and to the Navy men there. He's at he's in Newport News, Virginia. Just listen in a little bit.
That legacy continues today as American warriors protect our people from the threat of terrorism.
Now, let me go a little earlier, because I think he talks about Midway just a little earlier.
Battle of Midway. You've all known about the Battle of Midway, where the sailors of the U.S. Navy fought with a bravery that will be remembered throughout the ages. Storied bravery throughout the ages. The backbone of the American fleet at Midway was three beautiful aircraft carriers, the Yorktown, the Enterprise, and the Hornet. All three were built with American hands right here at the Newport News shipyard. At Midway, America was greatly outnumbered a lot. And its fleet badly damaged but the heroic deeds changed the course of history. Many brave Americans died that day, and through their sacrifice, they turned the tide of the Pacific War. It was a tough tide. It was a big tide. It was a vicious tide, and they turned it. Countless other Americans in that war, some of them parents and grandparents to people in this room today, came home thanks to their very heroic deeds. The sailors at Midway are part of a long line of American heroes, an unbroken chain of patriots from each generation to the next, who rose to defend our flag and our freedom. That legacy continues today as American warriors protect our people from the threat of terrorism. On Tuesday, in my address to a joint session of Congress, I asked Congress to eliminate the defense sequester and to support my request for a great rebuilding of the United States military and the United States Navy. After years of endless budget cuts that have impaired our defenses, I am calling for one of the largest defense spending increases in history. And by eliminating the sequester and the uncertainty it creates, we will make it easier for the Navy to plan for the future and thus to control costs and get the best deals for the taxpayer, which, of course, is very important, right? Got to get a good deal. We don't make a good deal, we're not doing our job. The same boat for less money. The same ship for less money. The same airplanes for less money. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
I'll mute it right there. But that gives you a little bit of food for thought here on your president today in Newport News. Let's go to our callers now. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, James.
Say, hey, thanks, Mike.
I wanted to call in and kind of, I tried to get in last night and ran out of time, but if I may, you were talking about the Battle of Midway. You know, that was quite an accident. The Navy intelligence told the Navy aircraft where they expected the Japanese fleet to be, and when they showed up, they weren't there. And one of the pilots had spotted the churned up water from the screws of the Navy vessels of the Japanese Navy and decided to follow that. Now, the captain or the admiral of the Japanese carriers was an inexperienced, he had been a battleship commander, but he had never commanded an aircraft carrier, and he had decided, and it was either they were going to attack with bombs or torpedoes, and about halfway through the refueling and rearming of those aircraft, he decided to change his mind, so they were taking all the ordnance off of the planes and switching it out, whether it was torpedoes and bombs, and the whole carrier deck was crisscrossed with a bunch of fuel lines, and that's when the Americans had attacked. And they also had high-altitude bombers, and I'm not sure if it was B-17s or B-29s, but none of their bombs hit any of the Japanese surface fleet. It was all done by the Navy carrier aircraft. But anyway, it was quite a luck deal. But, you know, back to last night, and, you know, I agree with you. There was a pretty heated discussion about
the
blacks.
Oh, and by the way, Mike, let me, I want you to get onto that. You're going onto a hot topic, and I love it. Thank you, Mike. But on the luck aspect that you were talking about there, Roger Stone was doing an interview, and he cited an incident in Donald Trump's life where Donald Trump had said to people, you know, he was where he should have died. Donald Trump should have died. We'll talk about that in a second. And then, Mike, we're going to get on to your a very important topic right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. Welcome back. We're listening attentively to Mike in Arizona. And Mike, just interrupting your train of thought, you mentioned, you know, luck at Midway. And I want to recount a story where Roger Stone has thought, you know, that he said he had a strange experience, a miraculous experience with Donald Trump, where he thought maybe God has his hand on Donald Trump. And maybe there's a divine intervention, not just luck, in maybe at Midway, maybe in what happened in a helicopter crash in October of 1989. Donald Trump had chartered a helicopter to fly from Manhattan to Atlantic City, where he had properties there. And he was going to fly with three of his very top executives to Atlantic City. And Roger Stone begged Donald Trump to please stay in Manhattan because he had an important issue he had to go over with Donald Trump, and please, he begged him several times, and Trump said, I can't do it, I've got to go to Atlantic City. And finally Roger Stone just insisted and managed to get Donald Trump off the helicopter, and so he could go over this matter with him that was very important. They got a phone call, the helicopter, not explained, mysteriously. This is weird. The main rotor of the helicopter flew off the helicopter with its transmission. Obviously, that was a fate that ended the flight of that helicopter. It crashed. All five aboard, including the three Trump executives, were killed. And Roger Stone said, you know, he said, I thought, you know, it sent a shiver down my spine. He said, I can't believe how magnificently Donald Trump handled the news to the bereaved families. But he said, maybe there was something there. Maybe I had something to do, you know, or maybe a higher power through me was saving Donald Trump. And so he said, and then the media, here's the rest of the story, folks. The media have continuously lied since then, saying that Donald Trump was trying to inflate himself and pump himself up and say, I should have been on that helicopter. I should have died. And the media has been saying, lying, just making it up, as they always do, that, no, he's just pretending he's making it up. But Roger Stone says, that, no, the media, I know. This is a case where I know the media has been lying all along because I was there sitting at his desk when he got the news. I was there. I was the reason he wasn't on that helicopter. I know he's not making it up. He is this great man. That he seems to be, and the media has hated him, even back in 1989. But now, Mike, you are going to open up on a very important topic. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And first off, I just want to say that I agree with you 100% on your stance from last night. And for those of, just to remind, there was some pretty heated discussion about synagogues and Jews and Black History Month. What it boils down to is it's one of the reasons why this patriot movement or the political movement doesn't seem to go anywhere, because we keep doing the same thing over and over again and then expecting a different result. We're like a fly in a window, and we just keep sitting there buzzing and buzzing at the glass, and then a couple of days we're dead on the windowsill. It's the one-trick pony syndrome, and it's time for this movement to move forward, because obviously what we've been doing is wrong. So I'm with you 100%, James. We need to cut out the crap. We need to move forward and quit dwelling on these convenient whipping posts, because to tell you the truth, I'm tired of hearing, oh, but the Jews run the media, and oh, the Jews run the Hollywood, and the Jews are the bankers, and that's why we can't get this and we can't get that. And usually, and when you don't want to go there, then you're attacked and go, oh, well, you're just a sellout, and it's just a bunch of Bravo Sierra. And we, as a patriot movement and a political movement, need to move forward. Over.
Mike, I ought to turn the microphone over to you. Pardon the pun. Thank you very much for that more eloquent statement than I made, more concise. And the yes, the you know, we've made this mistake. And here's the thought I wanted to add to your thought, Mike. Until Donald Trump, BT, before Trump. We could say to ourselves, when we kept like a fly hitting the window until we finally died on the window pane, we could always say to ourselves, well, we're failing. We're not really failing. We're trying really hard. We're doing our best. And it's just the forces arrayed against us are so crushing. That's why we're failing. Now, I'm going to finish the thought. Please, Mike, stay with me, because I want to hear your reaction to this. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And in my usual verbose way, I'm trying to say what Mike said much more succinctly earlier. But Mike, I wanted to add this idea, the before Trump and after Trump idea. Because while we all these years, more than 50 years, we've been like a fly, I liked your metaphor, buzzing against the window pane and, trying the same tactic, and then we've had an excuse as to why we failed, which is we could say, well, the forces arrayed against us are overwhelming. The enemy has so much control and power. Of course we're not succeeding. That's our excuse. Donald Trump took that excuse away. The moment he won, it was right staring us right in the face, folks. Here is one man by himself, not through the use of large amounts of money. That's not what did it. Through his message and through his life, what he showed and what he said, he proved that we could have been winning all along. And what did Donald Trump do differently than what we've done? He kept his message was pro-American, pro-white. I'll give you an example of the contrast. What we've done for 50 years is to say what's wrong with the newspapers is they're owned by Jews. That's what's wrong with the newspapers. Donald Trump tried a different approach. He said what's wrong with the newspapers, MTV, the media, is they lie. Works better, folks. The American public didn't go for our line. Donald Trump said They're liars. He said they're the scum of the earth. Remember the phrases he used. He said these are some of the worst people in the world. He would point to the media and say, these people, these are the lowest. And the crowd would roar, and then they'd start chanting, CNN sucks. Donald Trump said it the way America could respond to it. And he kept it pro-American. Make America first. Make America great again. Make America safe again. That message was always out there available to us, and it's available to us right now if we get it, if we see it. We could still, by the way, go back to being flies buzzing against the window pane with a message that won't work. Some people in our movement, when Trump won, here's how they misinterpreted it. They said, well, Trump has won. By the way, what did our enemies do to try to defeat Trump? They pulled out the same charges of racist and anti-Semite and Nazi that worked against us. They've worked for us, against us for over 50 years. What happened? They didn't work against Donald Trump. Donald Trump defeated that. He defeated it by not playing into it. Some people in our movement, mistakenly, after Trump's victory, they said, well, here's the green light for us. See, it didn't work. Being called a racist or an anti-Semite doesn't work. So let's go back to our old strategy. Now it works. No. Trump demonstrated that, in fact, those labels do work against us. He demonstrated how to defeat them by simply bringing a pro-American, pro-white message that the American people, our public, our particular public, a white America, will respond to. Mike, any comment from you?
Well, actually, yes, very good point. You know, just like that fly in the window, all he has to do is change directions 90 or 180 degrees and he can fly out the open door. But for some reason, he just sits there and bangs his head in the wall. And in political movements, they're usually divided into what we'll call an inclusive and an exclusive. And maybe we've been trying the exclusive by excluding other groups over the years, and Donald Trump went with the inclusive because it was about America. Make America great again. Make America great again. Buy American. Hire American. Let's do this. It's about America. I'm what he said in the speech the other night. I'm not the president of the world. I'm the president of America. He sold an inclusive message, and that's what resounded with the people. Instead of sitting here going, well, we don't want those people, and we don't want those people, and that message fails every time.
Beautifully, beautifully said, Mike. I had to put you behind the microphone here. And, brother, thank you. You know, could you please lend that kind of sharp analysis that you have? Please call in as often as it's convenient for you. I'd like to consider you to be a guest correspondent of the show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you, but I'll go by the name of Ringo, because when I hear you introduce everybody, it's George and Paul and James, it sounds like John, but I'll be John. Ringo. How's that? And we'll
okay,
call it the Fab Four.
Welcome aboard, Ringo.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
And God bless you guys. I don't want to burn up your time. They got other callers. So God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless you guys. And I'll Ringo will be. You'll be hearing from Ringo frequently later.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, my friend. So
good night, Ringo.
Okay. Let's go to Andy in Texas.
Hey, gentlemen. Pleasure to talk to you tonight. The biggest thing on my mind right now is the fact that you got Jeff Sessions recused himself from it, and he said he would when he was talking about Russia and his session in front of Congress and stuff. So I agree with that. Go ahead and do that and whatnot. But the thing that really bugs me about all of this is that Donald Trump is being probed like he's getting some sort of anal exam here in comparison to what the rest of these presidents have done. We got Benghazi, never probed. We got Hillary pay for play, never been probed. You got all these different things that are just seriously far more irresponsible than somebody talking to the Russians prior to them being appointed to their their particular position. It just really bothers me that they're going out of their way to make this a very difficult transition so America can get on with business the way we used to do it back in the old days. And the really sad thing about this is that so many people are getting away with something. So my solution to this is, Mr. Sessions, get off your behind after this. Let's indict Hillary Clinton. Let's indict Obama, who's actually 2 miles away from the White House and talking about how he's going to overthrow Trump. He's got George Soros backing him. Let's indict George Soros. And John Holdren is back in the news there. What's the old attorney general? Is it John
Holdren? Eric Holder.
Eric Holder, yeah. He's back in the news talking about how he's going to make Donald or Obama something
Andy,
great again or whatever.
Andy, good news there. More news today, more of the FBI transcripts and information were publicized today showing that Obama clearly committed a crime in communicating with Hillary on her private server, that Obama, who has denied, he's denied that he was aware she was using a private server, he was lying. And one of the evidences to that is that he was communicating with Hillary under a pseudonym. What was he hiding? He was, and so he knew, and then Huma Abedin, more evidence has come out that she was lying. These people are so, you are right, Jeff Sessions. Yes, launch that. Get Hillary in jail. Definitely lock her up. And Huma Abedin may have been turned to protect her buddy Anthony Weiner from going to jail for sex crimes. And the but yes, let's spread the net to include this new evidence about Obama. And let's welcome this, that Obama is going to go to war against Donald Trump. Unprecedented in American history, folks. There's never been an American president who went to war with his successor. It's never happened. Okay, let's let this idiot try this, and then let's nail him on his crimes. How about that, Andy?
Well, you know what? It's deeper than that, because the more they probe this, if they will actually probe it, and I know Sessions is the man to do it, they're going to find out these people are pedophiles. All of them. Every single one of them. I mean, all you have to do is go back to Boys Town, USA from Tennessee, and there's people that are speaking out now that were kids in that orphanage and whatnot, and they can reveal some serious things about what these people have done throughout their careers. And Henry Kissinger's in there as well. So are some of the older folks. And we can't possibly stand another year with John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi with the big eyes on a Sunday program. We can't take any more of this.
Well, Andy,
it's past
you know,
a joke.
yes, and you know what, Andy? Just kind of backing up and looking at the forest here. It is, I was so angry today. Jeff Sessions is he is the paragon of probity and gentlemanly behavior and he is an absolute paragon of good conduct. So for these dirtbags in the Democratic Party to be impugning Jeff Sessions is maddening. So here's what I say. I never saw the movie, so I don't know if my metaphor may be wrong, but I remember hearing a thing where they said in this movie, Fight Club, the first rule of Fight Club is there are no rules. Well, the Democrats have played that way. They fight dirty, everything, dirty punches everywhere. Well, maybe what it's necessary, maybe we can't fight dirty, but we can recognize this is war and we can really fight. So this is a chance with them fighting this dirty, Andy. This may wake America up. To where we really start fighting back, it goes to your point. Let me complete the thought, which is that once we start, when we fight back and we start investigating, as you say, the character of these Democrats is incredibly bad. Generally, there are a few honest people, I'm sure, in there somewhere, but there are so many, like the Anthony Weiner story. Anthony Weiner. My God, this guy who's sexting, you know, and he's done it over and over again. And he's married to the director of, you know, Hillary's campaign. And, you know, this is throughout the Democratic Party. They have dirt bags like this. So, yes, Andy, you know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And if we fight back and go after the dirt on these people, it's going to be fun. But go ahead, Andy.
Well, it totally leads right into the next point here. These people have revealed themselves as the enemy of this country, because what are they fighting against? A guy who wants to bring jobs to our country, bring our businesses back. He wants to fix our infrastructure. He wants to get rid of the illegal aliens that have committed crimes and repeatedly came back and done it again. He wants to do all the stuff that everybody voted this guy in to do.
Right.
And these people are fighting against him.
Right.
They're the enemies.
Yes, they are. And these stupid Democrats at the speech before the joint session of Congress sat on their hands while Donald Trump said, you know, we're going to bring jobs to America. The Republicans rose and jumped to their feet and were cheering. Stupid Democrats on point after point. Even, you know, they're on TV. America can see them sitting there like jerks while Donald Trump is reading out this program, as you describe, Andy, which all patriotic Americans want. So the Democrats, they're exposing themselves at, like, you know, pardon the pun, Anthony Weiner. They're exposing themselves to America.
and they really are. They really are. They're showing their true figure here. And that exposes even more, though, because there's an agenda that Donald Trump just blew up. There was an agenda. These people wanted us poor and sitting on our butts getting a check from the federal government. That's why they got rid of our jobs. They exposed themselves because they're fighting so hard to keep us from getting jobs and having health care that's affordable and all the stuff that Donald Trump's trying to do. He's got nothing but a positive note going on here. And these people truly expose themselves simply because now we know there was an agenda, and you guys didn't want us to survive. You didn't want us to thrive. You didn't want us to be something in the world. You wanted to have us on your payroll so you could tell us what to do. And we're sheep to these people.
Yep.
He blew it up.
Yes, he did. And, you know, that agenda, you know, they're against us. They hate us. They do hate us. And they want to destroy us. And who are us? Who is us? Well, it's, you know what? It's the America that George and I and Paul, of course, he's a Canadian, but he remembers a white America that was 90% white and that was built by our ancestors and was a wonderful place, and it can be a wonderful place again. They hate these. There is a tremendous anti-white agenda, and what we're talking about, going back to Mike's call from Arizona, Donald Trump proves that the smart way to fight back is to simply present a pro-white, pro-American program that will inspire white folks to come out and do what they did in this election to overwhelmingly vote for a patriot leader. And folks, the moral of the story is you can do it right there in River City, right where you are right now. You can go out, you can run for office, look at the way Donald Trump did it, do it that way, and you're going to win. And Donald Trump needs that. He needs lots of candidates. He doesn't need McCain's and Lindsey Graham's. He needs more Jeff Sessions and more patriots. And so in the 2018 election, come on, folks, let's bring hundreds of candidates out who simply, it's so easy. You know, if I run for office, I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Let me leave you with this. Yeah, I'll leave you with this. Why can't we have a White History Month? And because we have so many things that white people have contributed to this world, we should have a White History Month. And if you want, you can have a white college. But this is just so ridiculous. And nothing against any other race, okay? I'm not dissing any other race. And by the way, Jewish is not a race. Okay, so nothing against them, nothing against the black people, but we are being so defiled as a white race. And it, you know, all I can do is go through life and just I'm white, and okay, well, you have white privilege, and all this stuff, and these protests and stuff. We're a white male. You're a white male. Shut up.
Yeah.
You're a white male. Right. So yes. I'll just leave you with that. Appreciate your time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Eloquent, just like Mike in Arizona. We've got another caller, Rose in Montana, and let's just look at my clock here. We're doing okay. We're coming up on our last break. We'll have one more segment. Rose, if knowing that we are going right into a break, we'll hold you over. You're on the air right now, Rose. Well, hang on, Rose. We're in the break now. We'll come right back to you. Stay tuned, folks.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say.
We're back, folks. We've got what'll probably be our, well, maybe we can, we got a question from Michael in Pennsylvania who wants to know, he's got a question, we may be able to get to it, but we've got on the air right now, we've got Rose in Montana, and let me say just a little bit of housekeeping, Rose. The engineer asked me, just callers, if you don't get in at first, if you can't get in, keep trying. He's got a real tough job there at the switchboard. So if you don't get in at first, try again. And that applies to tonight and to future nights as well. And I want to extend another thank you to John Stattmiller and to the engineers for cutting through and ditching all of the ads during Donald Trump's incredible speech to a joint session of Congress 2 days ago. So now let's go. The microphone is yours, Rose, in the great state of Montana.
Thank you very much. And, yes, it was a great night, President Trump's speech. But there are a couple of things I'd like to address to
okay, pick your favorite, because we got very little time. Pick the one that bothers you the most.
The one that bothers me the most is that we are weighing our president down with past circumstances, encouraging him through talk radio to indict Obama, indict Hillary Clinton. Let's just go forward. The thing that was most amazing about his speech, that I felt was most amazing about his speech, was he stated point blank, one bullet after the other, the problem and how he was going to solve it. Let's go forward. Let's let it go. And then as time comes up in the future, he'll deal with those things. But to encourage and incite, all it does is bring more people down on him. So let's just go forward.
Let me tell you how you're right, Rose, or how I think you're right. Donald Trump in that speech was so presidential, and he's above all of the petty stuff.
I have never heard a speech where a man probably sat in and wrote the words mostly himself.
Yes,
that was,
it was
not somebody else's speech. It was
his speech. It really was. And here's the thing. Here's the great thing. We can have our cake and eat it too, Rose, because Hillary is going to be indicted, I believe, by a grand jury.
We don't have to worry about that right now.
Yeah,
what
but
we
see, Trump
have to worry about.
Well, but here's the thing, Rose. Yes, we should support Trump and encourage him and go forward. You're right. And we can watch Hillary in the rearview mirror because a grand jury will take care of her. And
And we have to understand that. So let's go forward. Let's reestablish American Steel. He has gotten rid of lobbyists. What he has done in his first month of office is off the charts. Absolutely off the charts. This, I don't think, has ever been done before. So let's not worry about the past and the muck. And this is providence. Honestly, I believe this is providence. And if we believe in providence, then we know the cosmos is a screen.
Rose, I love you. Thank you. Very well said. And folks, we'll see you again tomorrow night. Thank you. We'll see you again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. Thank you, George.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.